You are aware of the noble's duty. Every action I take is for the future of our home. This proud household, the one which you will be joining me in. This is our duty, and I must teach you the ways. From day till dusk, we will train. But since you've been so inadequate with your training, such a disappointment, it cannot be left as such. So what can we do to work that fluidity of movement into your actions? You must understand the consequences. All of this is for your own good. Of course, that good also benefits our house. But if you are to be my fiancé, you must have a shred more dignity, a shred more power, and a shred more intricacy, delicacy, poise, gracefulness. You are not what I expected you to be. You are not doing this the right way. Listen closely. You may be my husband-to-be, but as you are right now, you are too inadequate to be called my equal. This must be rectified. Those movements you struggle with, particularly having to do with the hips, they start there, but they lack any sort of conviction. I wish to give you that conviction. I just had a rather drastic idea. Of course, this is all your choice. But how badly do you want to be my equal? I may just have a form of training your pitiable mind might be able to follow. As you seem quite the perverse type, there is much to learn through the movements of body against body. And since you are but incompetent, I will show you this more personally. Strip down. No one will bother us here. This technique requires that we join, as husbands do. There is no mistake. No doubt you wish for this as well. An excuse to have your carnal pleasure. I can see it radiating in your eyes. You've had impure thoughts of me. No doubt, endlessly. And to that end, I will not stop until it's hammered into your pathetic, lewd body. You see this motion, the one you can't seem to gather. It is something extremely important if you hope to match me. As unrealistic as that may sound, if you learn with your body and commit it to your carnal, filthy desires, if you make them worth something, you may just find a way to proceed forward where there wasn't one before. You will learn much, but the question is, can you handle it? The intense pleasure of pairing with a man as distinguished and above you as I am. A nobleman does not normally mix well with others who don't understand their place in soul society. The more you understand, the more I will show you This is your last chance. What happens from here on must never be shared outside this room. It is as regrettable as it may be. But I will be joining with only you. You misunderstand. It isn't regrettable because I'm only promised to you. That is such a pathetic reason, a carnal one that is empty as much as the threats to our soul society. Instead, what we have here is my own disappointment that my fiancée cannot manage so much as a kiss without losing your composure. Tell me, my sakura petal, my blossom without fire, what is it that draws you so much to me? Is it that I am your forbidden fruit? There are aspects which I don't understand and probably never will about you. But even still, I will embrace you. Do not fret over if this is duty or pleasure. That is not your concern. It is mine. But what will soon be ours, unless you can't live up to this binding, this may shock you. Relax your body as mine collides with yours. I will be tampering with delicate things from this point forward. Don't so much as breathe without my permission. Do you understand? This is a dire method. You will feel what I want you to feel. You will feel because I willed it. Every ounce of every weight of every moment, your soul will release from your body, from the sheer ecstasy. I dare say for someone so carnally based, this will not be a one-off thing. Your addictive nature reflects how you twitch to my touch. Are my hands on your thighs so interesting? It does make sense, doesn't it? Your fragile resistance, like glass breaking from a fierce arrow descending from the heavens. I am that arrow which will pierce you to your deepest parts. There are no reasons why this cannot succeed. Only your own lust is to question. I'll admit one thing, and one thing only. Your power is lacking, your drive miserable. But your desire is the one part of you that I truly admire. You shamelessly chase the forbidden fruit that you shouldn't have been able to reach. But here we are. You have reached me. But even still, what does that mean for you? Does it mean I will be your liberation? No. That remains to be seen, as anything further is up to both of us. Do not mind the kisses. They are merely a distraction for what will come next. Move your hips to please me. That's an order. I do not hold back. Not when this is for your own benefit and for the honor of our proud name. Saying it together with you sullies the word until you pick yourself up and you can properly represent our household. Our pride. You do not understand how much it means yet. You, who is naked and laid bare before me. Those hip movements won't be good enough not to please me. You must try harder. If you wish to succeed, show me that conviction. Show me that desire, the one redeeming feature of which you have, other than your looks. You are, in all regards, a handsome man. That is not the issue here. As you should know, this is much more serious. You do not have the ability to move, not only for the techniques, but for pleasing the proud patriarch of this household. You will need practice. Consider this and carve it into all of your deepest memories, the feeling of what it means to truly train that body. You must first reach the epitome of ecstasy. I can spare nothing at this part. You will suffer a fate of ecstasy to the point where your mind could break. Hold on. That's an order. Focus on my tongue, my lips, as they flick over and inside every crevice and inch of your body. Not least of which, that undisciplined cock. I will have to discipline it, and you alongside it. Do not ever hold back. If your voice is to be released, then let it be. There is no room for hesitation. No room in which you and I could ever stop halfway. This is everything of what you should be focused on now. Savor it. Every last bit of it. This is your honor. Your place as mine. Be honored that I would give this much to you. That I would put such effort into someone so uncouth. And savor every flick of my tongue, every movement of my hand, every breath against your filthy, adorable, yet untamed, untrained body. You clearly have misunderstood something. Judging by how you're looking at it, I am turned on, yes. But you do not deserve this yet. You must earn my cock. You will suck it, and you will enjoy every last drop of my cum. And then, and only then, will you have a right to learn what I'm willing to teach you. There is much that must be taught. But first, the discipline. I will watch you as you suck my cock. Mounting you like this would feel lewd if this wasn't my duty as your future husband, the one who has to train you. Make no mistake, this is less about the carnal pleasure and more the fact your undisciplined ways led us to this. This way, those lewd eyes of yours can see what you wanted all along, right in front of you. I've seen how you look at me. It's abhorrent if it wasn't you, but I suppose I could tolerate it. If you do a good enough job sucking my cock. Do I make myself clear? Yes. You call that cocksucking? Surely you don't believe that. That cannot be your actual attempt, can it? I'm disappointed. So much so I've lost my words. Even then, I... Better, but still not there. Not where you need to be. Where is the fluidity of the movement? Consider my shaft like a sword. Treat it like your life depends on it. Suck on it as though your very soul would leave you if you didn't. Because it might just... Surely you can do better than that. Surely there is a side to you that understands what I'm saying. That knows deep down you could do much better. So suck it. Clearly, you've put in your effort, but it wasn't enough. Now, here is the consequences. Every action holds equal responsibility. And now I will use your mouth and imprint the very concept of lust onto your features. You will enjoy this. Make no mistake. I know it to be the truth. Even you understand. These basics are slowly coming to you. The way you're moving your tongue is right on target. You're not doing bad for your first time. At very least, your first time doing something like this. To think you would learn some fluidity from such baseful, carnal, primal training. It would be pathetic if it didn't. Yet at the same time, your mouth makes a wonderful place to take out my stress, frustration, and desires all at once. Make no mistake, I am not using you. You are the one using me. Focus. Understand why. What's brought you here is just as important as where you're going. You will savor it. Every last drop, and you will hold it. And that's it. Yes. Prepare yourself. Not that it will do you any good. You've never taken a man with such powerful semen, and I intend to make you feel it at the deepest parts of your... You can feel it. I can tell you can. This is where you must focus. Savor that flavor. Savor the taste and texture. The feeling of dominance and submission is irrelevant here. There is no reason for that. What there is reason for is much more deep. Deep inside you. You're aching. I can feel it. As a trained warrior for so long, I've learned these signs. Did you think you could hide it? The way your filthy little cock twitched. For me, of course. This is your body submitting to the idea of this training. You must accept it in all ways and forms. This is your future. This is your present. You will understand. Now, do you think you've earned it? Answer honestly. Did you earn the feeling of my deepest training? You must answer honestly. Do I make myself clear? This is your future and everything you will strive for. I will teach you how to move properly. You've clearly misunderstood the situation. This is more than training or lovemaking. It is a whimsical combination of the such that both entwine like dancing flowers. That is why, as my cherry blossom, you must learn to accentuate me like my Zangbakuto accentuates my fighting. You will be the one to watch my back. Therefore, for the assassins, the hollows, and the enemies of Soul Society, each and every one of them will be your enemy, and I will see to it that your back is protected. You wouldn't want me to let you down. And of course, since we are engaged, I would feel the same way. Now, I think it only fair that I've given you so much so far, that you show some proper gratitude. I can't hear you. Is that your desire for carnal pleasure? Or you're speaking from a point of learning. No matter what it is, you must completely submit to the idea. Focus. Focus right here, where my cock meets you. You know this will go deep inside you. You acknowledge that. You acknowledge that this is where you are and what you will be doing. Then acknowledge your place right here, right now. I found out every weakness in this body, but in order to cleanse you of it, in order to purify your circulation, and teach you an understanding of movement you so woefully lack, I need to hear your earnest words that you want me to teach you. And that lewd body, the ways of this proud warrior. Is that a yes? A begging yes at that? I wish to hear you say it louder. This is just anything but satisfaction. This is duty. Make no mistakes. Now say it again. This time with proper etiquette. Good. I suppose that's something. Even if it's not perfect, it'll do for now. Prepare yourself, and don't once take your eyes off the movement I teach you. I will force your hips to move a certain way, and you will memorize it. This is how it shall go. Brace yourself. Savor that tension. You can feel it, no doubt, by the way you're still clamping down, even as I shoved the full length of my member inside you. There is no need for shame. It is a waste of good effort. Instead, focus on the pressure. Focus on the fullness. Focus on the energy that connects us. You surely can see it, feel it. Focus. Do not for a moment, do not dare look away. I want your gaze to never leave this precious place where we are joined. Do I make myself abundantly clear? Good. Then we will commence. Though your tightness, you must loosen up. The way you clamp down on me is distracting. How am I supposed to teach you if you're so tense as to squeeze my cock this much already? Your attempts at distracting may not be deliberate, but even still, you must know discipline. Slow and steady discipline. There is no room for distraction. This is everything. You and I. Can you feel the way I stir up your insides? The way I force those hips to move? Do not stop. No matter what. Feel it. Savor it. Enjoy it. But do not forget the purpose of this joining. It is more than just romantic. It is a joining of training, of understanding, and I refuse to let you fall behind. There will be no further discussion. Our bodies will talk in a much more honest way. As it should be. You finally seem to understand both your place and your role in this dance, this connection, this training. You're slowly understanding, slowly becoming more attuned to the fluidity of movement. Your hips are... As much as it pains me to say this, perhaps I slightly misjudged you. This may be your talent, after all. Your capacity for learning in such circumstance is admirable. Your way of moving your hips now, it's uncouth. It's lacking in the civility, but it's so enticing. So much so, I almost lost the point of our lesson right then and there. You will understand the more you savor it. Your talents may not be so swept under after all. I will not let them be. Not so easily. Savor this. And everything I do to you, there is no other option but to savor every moment. I dare say the tatami mats below can hardly handle the amount that we are training. You understand more than most, and I commend that. Your purpose is clear, and your understanding is admirable. But there is still much for you to learn that I haven't yet taught. Are you ready to submit yourself to it? To ask me more deeply how to teach you? You are a perfect description of undisciplined potential. Yet even then, there are aspects of you which are unrefined, yet so delicious. I even have my faults when it comes to desires, lust, and you will satiate them as price for this teaching. No, not yet. It is an important exercise in submission to your royal duties. Beg for my cock to pierce your insides like nothing ever has. You will submit your body to the enveloping pleasure, will you not? Good. An acceptable answer. Now, bear witness to the fruits of your labor. Bite the pillow if you need. That will be an acceptable reprieve. Can you feel that tempo? Match it with your hips. The feeling. The undeniable urge that you've had since we met. Satiate those lustful eyes through this constructive training. Yes, you will know true pleasure like this. Savor the training and understand it down to your core. I will make you memorize this. You will understand your place beneath me as well as by my side. You will come and you will commit this feeling of pleasure, and I will teach you, train you, as much times as it takes for you to memorize this feeling and associate it with what needs be done. You will be my loyal lover. You will be mine. Yes, take it all for me, for this training that you've dedicated yourself to so earnestly. Yes, savor. Every movement is for a purpose, and you must memorize that purpose. You must commit it to the deepest parts of your memory, to the deepest parts. You must submit to me. Memorize the shape of my cock inside you, and memorize these movements so that you may be my equal. Take it all as you were destined to, since you became mine. I... Good. Your learning is far from over, but this is a reasonable start. The way that you see this, you must understand. Just as the seeping cum drifts from your most precious place, you must understand. This is just the beginning. And as I pump you full, you must commit this feeling to memory. The more you do so, the more your training served its purpose. But even then, I would trust you to do it for no other reason than your attraction towards me. I know how you've looked at me. For many years, you've seen the perfect man of your dreams. I'm well aware of what you would do for me. I will try not to take advantage of you. But even then, you have consented to being mine, as I have consented to you. There is no room for backing down. No room for me to hesitate, nor for you in any way. We are as one, and we must learn to be examples of our proud history, examples of the paragons who govern and protect Soul Society. You understand your purpose, but do you understand how much this, in particular, suits you more than the rest of it? You've tried to do many things, but now I'm here to tell you, this is only the beginning. And you are not a failure. Not even close. And if you so much as think of the notion of you being a failure, you have insulted me beyond words. At that point, I could no longer forgive you. You must look at yourself with dignity and pride. Not only because it is what you deserve, but also because it is what your creed and duty would call for. You must understand. This is your life now, a life we share together. And as you are my lover, I will waste no opportunity in training you properly. Do not fret. This is only the beginning. We have much time before dusk. Let us enjoy the madness of training as true scholars and paragons must. You must learn this pleasure and the next as well.